So this morning we'll begin to practicalize our faith.
今朝咧，我哋会将我哋信心咧摆喺实际行动。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to start with confession.
我哋要首先咧，从口里承认呢样嘢开始。
Now we said the faith in your heart.
我哋讲过你心入边嘅信心。
Must be spoken with your mouth.
必须咧从你嘅口。要从你口去讲出嚟，
to set the process in motion，
以致嗰个作过程咧可以开始。
So let's confess the word of God this morning。
所以今朝咧，我哋首先要用口去讲神嘅话语。
Let's assume someone is having problem with fear。
我哋假设有啲人咧系有恐惧嘅问题。
Fear of sickness。
恐惧病啦。
Fear of future。
为未来去恐惧啦，
Fear of demons，
又好惊邪灵啦，
Fear of death，
又好惊死亡啦。
So what do you do？
咁你会点做啊？
Now open to 2 Timothy，
打开提摩太后书第二，提摩太后书
2 Timothy chapter 1，
第一章。
We are going to confess verse 7。
我哋要一起去读第七节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7，
提后一章七节，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱忍受的心。
Now it says God has not given me the spirit of fear。
这里讲到神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
What spirit do I have？
那我们有什么的心呢？
Number one, the spirit of power，
就是刚强。
So I have the power of God.
所以我有神的能力。
Number two, the spirit of love.
第二样就是仁爱。
So I can forgive anybody.
所以我能够饶恕任何人。
No matter what anybody has done against me, I can forgive because I have the spirit of love.
无论人做错了什么事，因为我有仁爱的心，所以我要饶恕他。
Number three, God has given me the spirit of a sound mind.
第三样嘢咧，神俾我哋一个谨守嘅心。
So my mind is not depressed; it is sound.
所以咧，我嘅意念咧唔系消沉嘅。
I don't have lost memory; I have a sound mind.
我唔系话失咗记忆，而系咧我系有一个好好嘅心。
Or better put, I don't have short memory; I have a sound mind.
我唔系咧有忘记得晒啲嘢。而是呢，只不過是有一個緊守的心。
Now when I'm in school I will be the best student. Why? Because I have a sound mind.
假如我在學校的時候，我是一個最好的學生，因為呢我有個很好的思想意念。
I won't just be forgetting things. Why? Because I have a sound mind.
我不會忘記一些東西，因為呢我有一個很好的
So let's start with confession.
所以咧，我哋要開始。
I want you to look at that scripture and memorize it。
我想大家望住呢個經文，然之後記得。
Memorize that scripture right now。
而家就開始記住呢個經文。
Memorize it。
Actually, in Chinese, it's not using spirit; they're using the heart.
The heart.
Yeah.
Okay, but we know the heart is the same thing as the spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's confess the word of God right now. Don't look at your Bible.Now say it 1, 2, 3.
我哋一齐背。神赐给我们的，就是忍受，我强忍耐忍受的心。
Say it one more time.
再讲一次，因为神赐给我们的，唔系胆怯嘅心，而是刚强忍耐忍受嘅心。
Now say after. Now we want to declare now.
我哋要咧宣讲。
We have confessed.
我哋又用口承认过。
Now we want to declare faith.
我哋要凭住信心去宣讲。
So how do you declare？
我哋点样去宣讲呢
？I don't have the spirit of fear。
你话我冇一个咧惧怕嘅心。
Say it。
我没有一个胆怯。
One more time。
我没有一个胆怯嘅心。
Say it again。
再讲，我没有一个胆怯嘅心。
Now, which means whatever is trying to bring fear to your mind。
即是说无论任何东西要将胆怯带到你的那里，
Every time that fear wants to come，
每一次那个恐惧想要来到，
What do you say？
你会怎么做啊？
I don't have the spirit of fear。
我就说我没有一个胆怯的心。
Why do you say that?
为什么你要这么说呢?
Because the Bible says,
因为圣经说,
God has not given you the spirit of fear.
因为神不是给你一个胆怯的心。
Hallelujah.
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 Now, let's declare the word again. I have the spirit of power.
我们宣告一次,我有个刚强的心。
I have the spirit of love.
我有仁爱的心。
I have the spirit of a sound man.
我有个谨守的心。
My mind is sound.
我的思念是好的。
I don't have loss of memory.
我没有失去记忆。
I don't have a dull brain.
我没有一个很迟钝的脑。
Because my mind is sound.
因为我的意念是好。
Now, you are going to confess this and also declare.
我们要用口讲, 然后再去宣告。
I'll give you 2 minutes.
我给你2分钟。
You will confess that scripture.
你首先要用口去宣告。
And then you will declare it the way you like.
然后呢, 用你的方法去宣告一样。
I refuse to be afraid.
我要拒绝去恐惧,
because I don't have the spirit of fear.
因为我没有一个胆怯的心。
I won't be afraid of tomorrow.
我不会为明天恐惧。
I won't be afraid of the devil.
我不要恐惧魔鬼,
because I don't have the spirit of fear.
因为我没有那个胆怯的心。
I won't be afraid of ghosts.
我不要怕那些鬼,
because I don't have the spirit of fear.
因为我没有那个胆怯的心。
I have the spirit of power.
我有那个刚强的心。
I have the spirit of love.
我有个仁爱的心。
I can forgive.
我可以饶恕。
I can walk in love.
我在爱中行。
I have the spirit of a sound mind.
我有一个谨守的心。
My brain is very sound.
我的意念是很好。
I don't have lost memory.
我没有失去记忆。
My mind is very sound.
我的是一个谨守的心。
Now I want you to confess and declare that scripture now. 1, 2, 3.
大家要一起去讲同埋去宣讲，主我咧系冇一个神赐俾我嘅唔系胆怯嘅心，乃刚强仁爱谨守嘅心。
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So if Satan is or fear comes to your heart,
假如,
you cannot get something done.
假如撒旦令到你很害怕,你不能做到某些事呢?
Let's say God gives you an idea.
假如神给你一个, 意念,
to do something.
去做一些事,
and then fear comes to your heart.
然后恐惧来到,
you cannot do it.
你一定做不到。
How do you handle the fear?
你怎样处理这个恐惧呢?
By the word.
就是藉着神的话。
Now you will realize that Jesus always speaks.
你会留意到耶稣时时去讲的。
When Satan came to tempt him,
当魔鬼去引诱耶稣的时候,
he just keep quiet.
他是不是只是沉默呢?
He spoke.
他讲话的。
When Satan tempted,
当撒旦引诱他的时候,
he spoke back.
他讲回头。
Now when Satan tempts you,
当撒旦引诱你的时候,
where does temptation come?
个引诱从哪里来呢?
Temptation comes primarily from your mind.
引诱从你的意念开始。
Fear comes from the mind.
恐惧从你的意念开始。
The fear just, the voice just tells you, oh come on, you can't do that. It's not possible.
声音会跟你说, 你怎么可以做这些事? 根本不可能的。
What do you do?
你会怎么做?
Speak back.
就讲回头,
I don't have the spirit of fear.
我没有一个胆怯的心。
I can do it.
我可以这么做。
I can get it done.
我可以做成这件事。
Now read Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
I'm teaching you spiritual operations now.
我们教你怎么在属灵当中去运作。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13.
腓立比书4章13节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13.
腓立比书4章13节.
Let's read together. 1, 2, go.
我靠着那加给我的力量，凡事都能做。
How many things can you do?
你可以做几多样嘢？
So whatever God asks you to do, you can do it.
無論神叫你做啲乜嘢，你都可以做。
Are you listening right now?
你係咪明白啊？
If God gives you an idea right now,
假如神俾你一個意念，
you can do it.
你就可以做。
You can make it a reality.
你可將呢樣嘢變成事實。
Are you getting it right now?
大家明唔明啊？
Now I want you to read that scripture now. Confess that scripture to yourself right now. One more time.
我想大家讀咧，然之後用口去講。我靠著那加給我的力量。
Now, how can you do all things? Because Christ strengthens you.
你怎么可以做一样嘢呢？因为耶稣将力量加给你。
So it's not by your strength.
不是靠着你的力量。
It's by the strength of Christ.
是靠着基督的力量。
That you can do all things.
以致你可以做一切的事。
So don't ever say, oh, I don't think I can do it.
千万不要说哦、我想我做不到了。
Because remember, God speaks what He wants. He doesn't say what He sees. He says what He wants to see.
因为神是将他想要的东西就这样说出来，他不是靠凭着眼见，而是凭着他想要的。
So instead of you saying, I don't think I can do it, what do you say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
千万不要说，哎，我想做不到了。我哋要讲话，我靠着那加给我的力量，凡事都能做。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now read Hebrews chapter 2.
读希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Are you there?
系咪揾到啊？
Now read verse 14 and 15. We want to confess the word of God again. Verses 14 and 15.
十四十五节，我哋要一齐系讲神嘅话语。儿女既同有血肉之体，
Now look at what Bible says Jesus did.
留意睇下呢度圣经讲耶稣做咗乜嘢。
He said Christ came like you and I. He came like a man.
佢话基督嚟。好似人一样。
Why did he come as a man?
点解要佢要成为人呢？
That he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil.
就是要败坏那掌死权的。
Now if you look at it in the English, he used the past tense, had the power of death.
在英文里面呢，他是用一个过去式的。
And then verse 15 says, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
第十五節那裡就是要釋放那些一生因怕死而為奴仆的人。
What does that mean?
即是什麼意思啊？
You are not supposed to have the fear of death.
你是不需要怕死的。
You are not supposed to have the fear of sickness.
你是不應該有怕生病的。
So if fear begins to come to your heart,
当恐惧临到你的心的时候，
and Satan comes to bring fear and say, hey, you're going to die.
撒旦将恐惧带给你，就说，你就来死了。
Oh, you're not going to survive.
你不可以生存啊。
What do you do?
你应该怎么做啊？
You speak the word.
你将神的话语说出
来。I have been delivered from the fear of death.
我是从怕死当中去被释放出来了。
I will not be in bondage to the fear of death.
我不会再为怕死是成为奴仆。
Because it says here that these people, because of the fear of death, they were subject to bondage.
因为这里讲到有些人是因为怕死而会成为奴仆。
Now, I want you now to declare after me.
我想你呢是跟住我去宣讲。
I have been delivered from the fear of death.
我是从怕死当中已经释放出来。
Christ has delivered me from the fear of death.
基督已经从怕死当中是释放我出来。
I have been delivered from all fear.
我从所有的恐惧当中已经被释放出来。
Hallelujah!
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 I refuse to live in fear.
我拒绝活在恐惧当中。
I refuse to live in fear.
我拒绝活在恐惧当中。
Because I have been delivered from the fear of death.
因为我已经从怕死的恐惧当中释放出来。
Now, what are we doing?
我做紧啲乜嘢？
We are making our faith practical now.
我哋系将我哋嘅信心系实际咁活出。
We are taking the word of God.
我哋将神嘅话语。
And speaking the word.
系用口去讲出嚟。
Confessing the word.
用口去讲出神嘅话。
And declaring the word.
系宣告神嘅话语。
Now remember what we learned yesterday.
记不记得我们昨天所学的
that you keep speaking the word,
当你不断讲神的话语的时候
you keep declaring the word,
当你不断宣讲神的话语的时候
until you see the change,
直到你看到改变为止
Now let's read one of the books we don't like reading in the Bible, the book of Job.
我们再读一下约伯记我们通常不喜欢读约伯记
Job chapter 5.
约伯记第五章
We will read verse 19 to 27.
读到十九，由十九读读到廿七节。
Now, anywhere you see thee or you, I want you to put your name there.
逢你见到有你嘅字嘅时候咧，你将你嘅名字摆喺当中。
For example, in verse 19, it says, "He shall deliver thee in six troubles." Instead of thee, you say, "He shall deliver Priscilla Lynn in six troubles."
这个话你六次遭难嘅时候。不讲你就将你自己的名字摆到譬如我 Priscilla 六次遭难的时候
Yea, in seven there shall no evil touch Priscilla
就没有 verse 7
verse 19
他必救 Priscilla 就是七次
right now verse 20 he said in famine he shall redeem Priscilla from death
在饥荒中他必救 Priscilla 脱离死亡
And in war from the power of the sword
在征战中他必救 Priscilla 脱离刀剑的
Are you ready right now?
大家明不明白
Now I want you to confess that scripture now read it 1, 2, 4
我想大家一起用口去说
From verse 19 now From verse
19 从19节
To 27
到27节
1, 2, 4
1, 2, 3你是如何次遭难？他必用他的名
字找你。你是七次
遭难。你是七次遭
难。你是七次遭难。你是七次遭难。你是七次遭难。你是七次遭难。你是七次遭难。你是七次遭难。你是七次遭难。你是七次遭难。你是七次遭难。你是七次
是不是在你的圣经里面
What we read now, is it in your Bible?
你刚才读的是不是在你的圣经
Now, let's see God's promises here.
我们留意看看神的应许是什么
Now, verse 19 makes it clear that whether there are six troubles or many troubles, no matter the number of troubles that the enemy brings, he will deliver you.
这里第十九节讲到无论你有六次或七次又有多少次的灾害仇敌将这样带到你的时候神都会拯救你。
So, no matter the trouble the enemy brings, you are sure of God's deliverance.
无论仇敌将几多嘅困难带到你嗰度嘅时候，神必定会拯救你。
Verse 20 says, when there is famine. Now, you remember, in 21st century, famine is economic or financial crisis.
这里讲到饥荒在现在的言语里面其实就是经济大的衰退
You know in the Bible times there was no stock market So farming for them is no rain, no farming
所以你因为你要明白在圣经的时代是没有股票市场的 but, 所以饥荒对他们来讲就是无雨不能够有收成
But for us, farming is economic meltdown Global financial crisis
对我们来讲
When people like the shakings going on in Europe, you know, the austerity measures and all that, that is funny.
例如現在在歐洲有很多經濟衰退，他們必須將開支削減，然後才可以生存。
It says in famine, he will redeem you from death.
这里讲到第二十节，说在饥荒中，他必救你脱离死亡。
And when there is war, he will redeem your soul from the sword.
在征战中，他必救你脱离刀剑的权利。
That time they use sword, this time we use guns.
当时他们用刀剑，现在我们用枪。Now,
war generally means hostility. So whenever there is hostility, it will make sure you are preserved.
争战其实就是很多战争，很多敌对的时候，即是每一次有敌对的时候，争斗的时候，神就会保守你。
During the Second World War,
在第二次世界大战的时候,
there was this story of a woman.
就是一个女人的故事。
She read in Psalm 127.
她读到诗篇127.
Where the Bible says, he that watches over you does not sleep.
就是那看守你的必不打盹。
And you know, in Britain at that time,
你知道当时的英国呢,
they had these underground bunkers.
就有地底的防空洞。
So at night, the people go there.
夜晚的时候，人们就走进去。
Because of the German pilots that come to bomb them, but German fighters.
因为那些德国的战机夜晚就来炸他们。
And this woman was Polish, Polish woman.
这个就是波兰人。
This was a documented testimony.
这个是已经写下的记载。
So one day she read that in the Bible.
有一天，当我在圣经里面这样讲，看到的时候，
wow, there is no need for me and God to be awake at night.
其实我根本夜晚不需要起床。
The Bible says God does not sleep.
因为圣经说神不睡觉的嘛。
So why should I also not sleep?
为什么我又不睡觉呢？
So since he doesn't sleep and he's watching me, I should do the sleeping.
既然他不睡觉，他看着我了，那我就可以去睡觉了。
All through the war.
整个战争的当中呢,
Every night this woman goes to sleep.
每一晚这个女人去睡觉。
When everybody goes around and they are afraid to hide.
当人人很害怕，他们要去躲起来的时候。
When the German bombers come, our house will always be spared.
当德国人来炸的时候呢, 他的屋都没事的。
She said there's no point for God to be awake and me be awake. No point.
其实不需要神起床，醒了我又要一起醒的。
Verse 21 says that you will be healed from the scourge of the tongue. You will not be afraid of destruction when it's coming.
你必被隐藏，不受口舌之外，灾害临到你也不惧怕。
It says that when there is destruction and famine, you will laugh.
这里说到在饥荒，在争战当中，你会笑。
When there is global depression, you will laugh.
有经济有衰退的时候，你必嬉笑。
Because you know that you are going to be preserved.
因为你知道你必被保守。
Now look at verse 25. He said, you will also know that your children, your descendants will be great.
你又知道你的后裔必定是伟大的。
So you won't go around to be afraid, oh Lord, my children, are they going to be great? He said, no, he said, you will know also your children will be great people.
你根本不需要担心你的子女能不能成才，因为神说过你的子要变成伟大。
You will also come to your grave in full age.
你知道他必定会有成长。
When you are very old.
你必定是享高年寿先去做。
So you are not dying anytime now.
所以你不会随时死的。
Hallelujah.
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 So, how do you confess this scripture?
所以你怎样用口去讲这些经文呢?
You just read it to yourself.
你自己首先读自己读,
and put your name there.
然后将你的名字摆在那里。
Then how do you declare this scripture?
那你怎样宣讲这个话语呢?
So, you say it to yourself.
你跟自己讲,
when fear comes to your mind, for example.
例如恐惧临到你的心,
maybe you're not going to live long. Because now, in your family, people don't live that long.
因为你的家族的人，个个都很短命。
You declare the word.
你就宣告神的,
I will live long.
我会有长寿。
Why?
为什么?
The Bible says,
因为圣经讲的,
in verse 26,
是第六节,
you will come to your grave in a full age.
你必受高年才进坟，才归坟墓。
And you've not gotten to full age yet.
你都未去到响个高年纪大。
So you declare the word.
所以你宣告神嘅话。
I will live long.
我就必定享长寿。奉耶稣嘅名。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the devil says, "Oh, your children might not be successful."
有个魔鬼话你嘅儿女可能唔成才。
You say no.
我就话唔系。
My children will be very successful.
我的儿女是必定是成才
Because the Bible says,
因为圣经说
I will know that my descendants will be great people.
我知道我的后裔是必定是成才
Hallelujah!
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 They will be very great.
他是将会是很伟大的
So every morning,
so 每一朝
you prophesy over your children.
你为你的儿女发预言
You will be great.
你是会成才
You will be chief executive.
你会是一些总裁来的
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, it's not me that said so. Your Bible says that your children will be great.
这个不是我说的是圣经说的
Now, that means you are not barren.
就是说你是不会不生育的
So if the devil tells you you are not going to have children, then you should know the devil is lying.
所以如果有人告诉你你不能够生的时候就是说魔鬼是骗你的
Because Bible already says your children will be great
因为圣经说你的 后裔必定是伟大
So that means you are going to have children
就是说你必定会是有后裔
And the children are going to be great
而那些后裔就必定是很伟大
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
It's your Bible that says so not me Your Bible says so
你本圣经是不是都是这样写的
Hallelujah. Now let's read Joel chapter 3 verse 11. Joel chapter 3 verse 10.
要将锄头打成刀剑，将镰刀打成矛。软弱的要说，我有用力。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the B part there says, "Let the weak say what."
后边嗰度软弱嘅要说咩啊
？What should the weak say？
个软弱嘅应该点讲
？Is it in your Bible？
系咪喺你嘅圣经啊？
So when I wake up in the morning and I feel weak,
假如我朝早起身嘅时候，我觉得好软弱。
What should I say?
我应该点讲
？Oh, I'm so weak this morning.
系你咪应该话啊？今朝我冇力啊。
I feel so weak. I can't even wake up.
我好攰啊！我连起身都唔得。
I feel so weak. I don't just want to go to work.
我好攰啊！我唔想翻工。
But the Bible says.
但系圣经咁讲。
Let the weak say.I am
strong.
I am
strong. 让软弱嘅讲，我要有，我有用力。
Three people, I am strong.
话俾三人听，我有用力。I am strong. I am strong. I am strong.
I am strong.
My one of my interpreters in Taiwan.
我台湾有一个翻译咧。
One day I was sharing the word with her.
我同佢分享神嘅话语。
And she said, "You know, I'm a very weak person."
佢话你知啦，我好软弱嘅。
She had flu.
佢有感冒。
So I said, "Oh, come on, believe God for your healing."
咁我话你相信神会医治你。
She said, "No, I'm a weak person."
佢话唔系啊，我好弱。
I said, "Why?"
我话点解啊？
She said, "You know, the doctor told me I have a weak body."
因为医生话俾我听，我身体好弱。
So I fall sick often. Doctor said my body is weak.
所以我成日病嘅，因为医生话我身体好弱。
I said, but God says you are strong.
我话神话你嘅身体系强壮嘅。
So, who do you believe?
咁你相信边个啊
？The doctor or God?
神定医生啊
？The doctor or God?
神定医生啊
？What does God say to you?
神点样同你讲啊
？What does God say to you?
神点样同你讲啊？
Don't ever say you are a weak person again.
千祈唔好讲你系软弱嘅人。
You know, some people say, "Oh, you know, I'm just weak."
你知啦，我身体好弱噶。
Weak me? What can I do?
弱嘅时候做到啲咩咧
？I'm just so weak now.
我而家真系好弱。
That's from the Bible.
呢个唔系圣经讲噶。
Hallelujah.
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 So what should the weak say?
所以软弱应该怎么说呢？我有勇力。